Today our sermon, our thoughts focus on the words of the gospel lesson. The words of Jesus to two of John's disciples. When asked, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus shares this word, "Go and tell what you have heard and seen." In essence, Jesus reminds the disciples, reminds John the Baptist, reminds all of us that we have a call. Really received in our baptism, I was going to use the term subpoena, but maybe that's too freighted with a lot of legal terminology. But in essence, that's what it is. You have been called to be a witness. You've been asked to share with those around you what you know, what you have heard, what you know to be true. As you begin this time of new ministry, what a wonderful command to be reminded of. That's your responsibility as the gathered people of God in this place. To go and tell. To share the good news. Our Sunday school children have done so for us this day as we celebrate the coming time of the birth of Christ. We are reminded, even from the moment of our baptism, when God chose us to be His own, when God washed us clean of our sins, when God bestowed His holy name upon us, He has called us to be witnesses. He doesn't say you can be witnesses if you like, or you can be a witness when you feel like it, or when something pops up all of a sudden. In fact, I believe He is saying to us that all of our lives need to be lives of witnessing. The things that Jesus was doing bore witness to who He was. In His response to John, Jesus provides six items that assure us that He does indeed fulfill the Old Testament prophecies. Simply put, the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is preached, is proclaimed to the poor. The message is clear. If we look, if we understand what the Scripture says, and we look at what Jesus is doing, He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. He is the one who came to take away the sins of the world. You and I, through the power of God's Holy Spirit at work in word and sacrament, have come to know Jesus. To know that He is indeed our Savior, that He is the Messiah. And thus you and I are gathered here today as His witnesses, as His people, called together to share the good news of what Jesus Christ has done. But there's something interesting about Jesus' listing of items. It's really quite a new experience for the people of His day. He tells us the good news is being proclaimed to the poor. One writer puts it like this, and I quote from him, "It was a new experience in the world story, this tender care for the poor. No heathen teacher of Rome or Athens, of Alexandria or the Far East, had ever cared to make this vast class of unprofitable hearers the objects of their teaching. The rabbis of Israel cared nothing for them. In the Talmud we often find them spoken of with contempt. But John knew that this speaking to and consorting with the poor would be one of the marked characteristics of the Messiah when He came." One of the major characteristics of the Messiah: preaching the good news to the poor. Reaching out with the message of God's love to those who are in need. And like the disciples of John the Baptist, we have been shown God's word of truth. have been called to be his people, and yes, therefore have been called to be his witnesses. Subpoenaed, if you will. Which means you gotta show up. You gotta be there. You gotta be willing to tell the truth, to tell what you know. But John continues in what is really a very unusual way. I'd say unique, but I haven't done that much to know if it's totally unique or not. He adds a beatitude, a statement of blessing. But it's really very interesting in the way it is done. He says, blessed are those who are not offended, who have not taken offense by me. One translator says, and blessed is whoever who shall not be trapped in connection with me. He's doing that because the Greek term for offended there is the word scandalon. And if it sounds like the word scandal, there's a reason for that. That's where we get that term. Are you scandalized by the message of Jesus? Are you so afraid of what neighbors or others might think that you're afraid to speak the words? Has the world so cowered us by the rejection of Christ that we want to keep our mouth shut and go along with the crowd? The word scandal actually ties into a trap that on a stick, when triggered, would come down and kill the victim. We should think about that. When we don't witness, others may die. And the death they die may be eternal. We know the truth. Our children have shared the truth with us. Jesus is born. They spoke the message to us, and we now need to reach out with that message. Again, we've talked about the marvelous opportunity of all the new housing. Pastor Moss, you have a challenge in front of you. I look at this parish and I marvel at the opportunities that are in front of you. You are called to be a witness. I have said to you, and he's going to give it some definition. I've said to you over the last few months, what this church will look like in 5 years, I don't know. Only God does. But God has called you a shepherd to guide you as you look ahead. And like the children who have shared God's message with us today, we've received that same command. Tell what you have heard and seen. You are being given the opportunity. And it is with great joy that I share with Pastor Moss that challenge. And I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for you as God's people. Because you have such a powerful message to share and such great opportunities to proclaim the love of God in Jesus Christ. Today, in this Advent season, as we look to celebrate Jesus coming into the manger of Bethlehem, we know he also comes into the world today with a message of love and forgiveness, with a message of hope that this world needs to hear. And you have been placed and given this marvelous challenge, this tremendous opportunity to share this wonderful love of Jesus. The child born in the manger. But that manger was tied, the wood of that manger was tied to the wood of a cross. The child in that manger was placed upon that cross and died for your sins and my sins and for the sins of all those around us here, and then placed in a tomb. But you know what? You know what? The tomb was empty. He had risen. We are forgiven. We have the hope of everlasting life. We will live with God eternally in heaven. What a tremendous message of hope. Go forth now in the glories of God's wonderful love. And continue to tell the world what you have heard and seen, that which you know to be true. To proclaim the good news to all of those who so much need to hear, to see, to understand the depth of God's love for them. May God bless you in that task for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.